It's summertime, summertime, some, summertime, 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 some, summertime, 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 some, summertime, 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 some, summertime, summertime.
It's summertime, Craig, and summertime means different things to different people and different reasons why we celebrate summer, but there are some folks who are doing it for an astronomical reason. Members of the Black River Astronomical Society will have their Solstice Festival. This is a kind of worldwide event, and to talk about that is Steve Schauer, president of the Black River Astronomical Society. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great.
Great.
Now you got the Solstice Festival. This sounds like something that would happen in ancient times or something like that. Tell me a little bit about a history of this or why it's a celebration in general.
Well, we got to thinking a couple of years ago that solar power, solar, all kinds of things are becoming increasingly important in our society. We're seeing solar panels on everything from pickup truck campers to people's homes to great solar panel farms that will power entire cities. The Elon Musk's battery factory for the Tesla automobiles is going to be totally sustainable and solar powered. At the same time, with global warming out there threatening the planet, spreading some knowledge about the sun seemed like an important thing to do. So in thinking about how do we do that, a couple of our members decided that since people like festivals, witness all the festivals in northern Ohio, maybe this would be a good way to spread interest in the sun.
And what will be taking place at Mill Hollow this Sunday?
Well, it is this Sunday. We start at noon, and it goes until 6 o'clock, and we have a whole variety of activities. First of all, typical festival. We do have live music. We have a band called Men of Steel, which is S-T-E-E-L-E. The hook there is that all of the people in that band are either employees of or former employees of Amherst High School, Marion Steel High School. So they are playing. We will have festival food. Chubby's Barbecue will be there, for example. We have solar viewing, which is one of the main reasons we're there. And I do want to stress that when we're looking at the sun, these are professionally made, safe solar telescopes. These scopes are designed specifically to look at the sun in several different wavelengths of light, but they are totally safe to use because, of course, one must be careful looking at the sun. We will have some solar videos that are all produced by NASA. They're short, but they're really impressive videos. We have a planet walk, where we will start with a poster of the sun that is 1 meter in diameter, and we'll take people there, we'll talk a little bit about the sun. Then, if the sun was a meter across, how big would Mercury be, and how far would we have to walk down the road to get to Mercury? And we'll do that and talk a little bit about Mercury and then go to Venus and so on. We also have what we are pretty certain is the world's largest portable sundial. Sundial has a piece that slants at the top, which is called a gnomon. That's what casts the shadow. That piece is 25 feet long, and the shadow that that gnomon makes will scribe a 50-foot circle that will accurately tell the time. So we have all of those events going on.
Steve, when you open up the telescopes and we take a peek at the sun, is there anything we ought to be looking for specifically?
Well, the sun, you know, the activity on the sun varies, but we were hoping there will be sunspots, which are always interesting to see. But for me, the most spectacular things are the prominences. Some people call them solar flares, more properly called prominences. These are the tongues of flame, what they look like anyway, that come off the surface of the sun that you can see all the way around the edges in the hydrogen alpha scopes. If the sun is as active as it has been in recent weeks, there should be quite a few of those. You can also see granulation on the surface of the sun as well.
We're talking this morning with Steve Schauer from the Black River Astronomical Society. They've got their solstice festival coming up on Sunday from noon to 6 at the Lorain County Metro Park's Mill Hollow Reservation. We had a brief discussion of the transit of Mercury that happened. That was another one thing looking at the sun. What are some of the other things that are in the night sky or the things that your organization is doing during these summer months?
Well, we've actually been really busy this spring. This May and June is one of the busiest months we've had. We were at the Paddle and Pedal Festival that the Metro Parks puts on at Lakeview Park. But right now is a great time to see several of the planets. Mercury in its orbit is unusually close to Earth. Mars is very close to Earth right now. Mars is an elusive thing to look at, so when it's close, the disk is a little bigger. We were observing the other day, and we could see one of the polar ice caps, and we could see some of the dark splotches that are actually features on the planet's surface, and you don't see those very often. Jupiter is beautiful right now, and you can usually see four of its moons, the four moons that Galileo discovered. And Saturn is beautifully placed right now, and Saturn in a telescope is just spectacular with the rings. So those are the things we've been concentrating on. Interestingly enough, tomorrow night we have public observing at our observatory, which is at the Lorain County Metro Parks Carlisle Reservation at the Equestrian Center. And we're going to open the observatory to the public, anybody. Actually, the next three weekends in a row, next three Friday nights in a row, we will be out there and open to the public.
Steve, you mentioned Elon Musk earlier and Tesla, and also you just mentioned Mars. And Mr. Musk is involved in those efforts to get somebody up to Mars. Do you think that's possible?
I do. There are a couple of our astronauts who have actually written books kind of detailing, using today's technology, what it would take to get to Mars and what would be involved. The two things that are tricky, of course, are the money. It would be tremendously expensive. It would take the kind of national program that would have to be a priority in the federal budget, like the like going to the moon was, and it takes a long time to get there, long time to get back. It's a major commitment for the people who are going, and we've not done that kind of commitment, that long a mission before. But it certainly seems to be possible.
Will there be sun on your solstice festival?
We certainly hope so. Last year, which was our first year, it was a little bit cloudy, and then we were blessed with about 30 minutes of rain. We were real pleased about that. However, after the rain, we did the sun did come out, and we did get some pretty good looks. Right now, the forecast seems to be for partly cloudy, partly sunny, and pretty warm. And partly cloudy is not a problem. The sun is so bright it actually burns through some cloud. And, you know, if the clouds come in a few minutes later, they sail away and we're back to viewing. So hopefully the weather will be good.
I always thought you guys from the Black River Astronomical Society only came out at night, but apparently you got daytime activities too, huh?
That's it. One of the reasons we started doing more public solar observing is that we can reach more people during the daytime. Right now, our public observing sessions are 10 o'clock to midnight because it's just not dark enough to do any, you know, major astronomy much before 10 o'clock. And unfortunately, for people who want to bring their kids, if kids are young, 10 o'clock's a little late. During the winter months, we can start at 7 o'clock and view from 7 to 9. But you know, the solstice is the 24-hour period when we have the longest daylight. There's something like 15 hours and 15 minutes of sunlight on the actual solstice, which was Monday. So, you know, you got to wait for a while to get there. So That's why we're trying to do some things with the sun. And again, knowledge of our life-giving star is an important thing.
Right. Do you like when the moon is out like it is now, or do you wait for it to be a new moon so that you can enjoy some of the other things in the sky?
For astronomers, the new moon period is much better. The moon is so bright that if you want to look at it with a telescope, it's almost blinding, because what telescopes do, of course, is magnify the light as much as anything else, and we actually have to filter the moon, and the moon kind of drowns out, the moon's light drowns out a lot of the very faint little things that we like to look at, nebula, galaxies, star clusters, things like that. So new moon or first quarter moon is when we try to observe the most.
Do you have a favorite constellation during the summer months that do you enjoy seeing that is only there for a certain period of time?
Well, in the summer, the constellation for me that kind of means summer, there's Scorpius, which is the scorpion that actually looks like a scorpion. And then next to it is a constellation that sort of looks like a house that is just loaded with galaxies that you can only see during the summer.
Well,
so,
as you mentioned, though, the observatory is going to be open on the weekends for people to come out over at Carlisle. It's a good chance for them to see some things and learn about the heavens. If people want to find out more about the Black River Astronomical Society, maybe become a part of it, or also the Solstice Festival, where's a good place for them to get details?
Well, our website is blackriverastro.org, and that's one word. The Solstice Festival has a Facebook page, and if you're on Facebook, just in the search box, just put in Worldwide Solstice Festival, and it'll take you to it. And while we are having this local festival, and while three people in our club started this initiative online, there are actually 350 organizations in 30 countries all doing solstice festivals, either this weekend or last weekend. The solstice this week was midweek. It was Monday. So some groups did it the weekend before and some did it the weekend after. But there's over 350 astronomy clubs, college observatories, science centers, organizations like that, all doing solstice festivals of one kind or another. Many of these groups will post photos or even live stream on that Facebook page, Worldwide Solstice Festival. So it's become a, what started out grassroots has become a...
pretty much a worldwide event. As
yeah, it really has, yeah. A global phenomenon.
And you mentioned those streams, and I have to just mention, I enjoy watching, you know, when you hear about eclipses and solar lunar eclipses, and sometimes you have to get on a boat and go to the middle of the ocean to see some of the stuff. But a lot of times now with all this live streaming, you can be sitting at home and watching something that's taking place across the globe and enjoying that same sort of real-time event of the happening. So technology,
it really is amazing, the technology today. There are telescopes, it's called SLOOH, S-L-O-O-H. They're located, I believe, in the Canary Islands. Anybody who wants to can actually rent time on those telescopes, and it's not hideously expensive. And you basically go online, give them a MasterCard, and say, I want to observe these things for this long, and those telescopes will go to what you want to observe, and you can sit in your living room and watch. You mentioned eclipses next year, and it's in August, and I think it might be August 17th of 2017. There is going to be a total solar eclipse that comes right over the United States, which is very unusual. Like you say, normally you have to go out on a boat somewhere, or we have a longtime member named Mike Harkey who has chased eclipses all over the world. He's been to Africa, Australia, Indonesia, Mexico. The amount of traveling you have to do to actually see the sun, you can see a total eclipse next 2017 as close as Tennessee. You won't see a total in Ohio, but you will see a partial eclipse in Ohio. And we will be selling eclipse glasses not only Sunday at the festival, but we'll be selling them for the next year. They're little cardboard glasses that you can just put on and actually safely look at the sun, and you would be able to see the eclipse. And most of the people in our astronomy club are already planning where are we going to go to see this eclipse, because it's very rare to see one right in our backyard.
And again, you say that's coming up in August of 2017.
Yes, so. And we'll, you know, I'll be glad to do an interview as we get closer to that with you, if you'd like.
Sure. I don't book interviews too far in advance, but
right.
I'm ready for one. Craig Adams, are you listening? I have now booked the farthest in advance interview ever in our morning show, August of 2017. We'll be talking with Steve all about that eclipse coming right over the United States. Steve, we appreciate your time. Hopefully the post will be coming out on Sunday from noon to 6 at the Mill Hollow Reservation of the Metro Parks to enjoy the Black River Astronomical Society's Solstice Festival. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Many thanks, Bruce.
Thanks.